Hello and welcome to another episode of My Family's Dirty Laundry,
where we air out your family's mess so you don't have to.
I'm Mia Silver.
And I'm Emma Davis.
And we invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to the drama unfold. So I've been watching Legend of Korra because Woohoo! It's so good.
I am an Avatar Last Airbender, just franchise fan in general. I love anything that the original creators do.
Yes.
So I'm very excited. I encourage all of this from my friends.
Yeah, and it's made me really want to rewatch Avatar because it's so good.
I wouldn't even put arguably in front of it. It's a perfect show.
Yeah, no notes.
And I am an animation nerd. I think more things should be, I think more adaptations should be animated adaptations. I think we should make animated adaptations of things that are previously live action.
Yeah.
I think there's just, I love it. I mean, the best Spider-Man movies are the animated Spider-Man ones, right? I just am a nerd, so it's a perfect show regardless. I hate that something being animated is a hard stop for people. Adults will not watch something if it's animated because they think it's childish. And I'm you are closing yourself off to some great media that way.
But then they'll watch Rick and Morty because they curse on it.
Oh, if you have Netflix and you haven't already, you should also watch Arcane.
Oh, we watched that when it came out.
It's so good. I want more sci-fi fantasy books to be adapted in that style.
Yeah, it's so pretty. Even aside from the fact that it's technically a cartoon or whatever, it's gorgeous.
It looks so good. Ugh, I could go on forever, but we said we got to make this short. You've opened up too much.
I've unleashed the nerd in Emma.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Totally unrelated to Avatar or Korra or any of that. But I have an Am I the Asshole for today. And this one really isn't family oriented, but it kind of is. So I was we'll make it work. This comes from user Cookyer. Am I the asshole for texting my boss too early in the morning? So I've been sick the past few days. I worked Monday, but started getting worse as the day went on. By the time I got home Monday, I had a fever and went to bed very early, hoping to sleep it off by the morning. I slept from 5 p.m. to 3 a.m., but woke up miserable on Tuesday morning. I tried to get myself together, but couldn't, so at 3:52 a.m., I texted my boss that I wouldn't make it in. And yes, that is early, but for context, our workday starts at 6:30 a.m. I know because he has told me that he wakes up at 4 a.m. every day. And my boss has even texted me at 4 a.m. before. I don't wake up until 5. So I figure text 6 minutes before he usually wakes up wouldn't be anything to be concerned about. He responded to me in less than a minute, so I went back to bed and slept all day. Today, Wednesday, I still am sick, but don't have a fever, so I'm back at work. My boss ended up telling me, "You can't text me at 3 a.m. anymore." I was kind of confused and apologized immediately. He elaborated and said that my text woke him and his wife up. I apologized again, and I really do feel bad for waking them. But he was almost upset at me for a single text 6 minutes before his alarm goes off, and surely he wakes the both of them? He told me that he felt bad having to respond to me while in bed and that his wife was asking questions instead of him telling her it was me and that I was just calling off sick. He said he told her it's a female at work who is not feeling well. I honestly feel like he's making this more weird than it is. I've met his wife once before and talked to her on the phone 2 or 3 times when my boss was out sick for a very long stretch of time. She literally knows me. I wouldn't say he's angry at me, but he seemed pretty passionate about it and kind of aggressive. I've worked here for about 8 months now, and I feel like I know him pretty well. We get along good and everything. My other point, if you and your spouse are such light sleepers that a single text wakes you both up, why do you have your ringer on? I keep mine off almost 24/7. A text wouldn't wake me, but if it would, I'd be extra sure to keep the volume off. I do feel really bad, but I feel like he's taking out some anger on me. For what? I don't know. Am I the asshole or is he acting strange?
Both. This is going to sound bad, but I regularly text or message my boss saying like, hey, I'm gonna work from home today. Like, I mean, like, I had car trouble. My mom just had surgery, so I have to like take her to PT. You know, certain things where it's like, but I either text him or message him in the afternoon, like before, like one evening I got, like my car was having issues and I was like, I'm not gonna drive it into work. So like, I would say nothing after like 7 or 8 p.m.
Okay.
And then I would just like wait. I know it sucks, but it's like, I would wait until, or like I wake up and I'm sick, or like one time my car was frozen shut in the winter and I couldn't get it opened.
Oh no.
But like, that was late. But like, I wait until I think that he's probably like up. And I know that he has a kid that's like under 1.5. So I'm like, I'm not trying to like keep him up if he's got a baby or whatever. I don't know. Like, I actually just had to message him. He was off and I just sent him an email and I was like, you'll see this when you get back. Like, I literally said, I just don't want to be like intrusive to your time off. I'm not going to like text you on your cell. But also saying, oh, don't worry, babe, it's just the female from work. And
yes,
like waking you up. It's both of them are like, he's being weird. The boss is being weird, but also like, I don't know.
See, what I've learned to do is I found the scheduled text button on my phone.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Like one night I was sick and I had like a fever going on and I knew I wasn't going to school in the morning. So both so I could sleep through it and not bug my boss like super late, I scheduled a text for 6 a.m.
And that's fine. That's like an appropriate time for school teachers.
Yeah. But I mean, like, she could have just scheduled the text.
Yeah, or like, sometimes I've even like, I don't know if I doubt any of my, I know for sure none of my coworkers listen to this. So, but like, one time I had like, I'm not even gonna beat around the bush here. I call in sick all the time. Like, COVID was the best thing ever. I was like, oh, my roommate brought home COVID because she's a school teacher, so she brings home all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Oh, I spiked a fever and I really don't want to risk spreading anything. Oh, uh-huh. All the time. But, like, I have an alarm set on my phone to where, like, I'm like, oh, no, I woke up sick. And then I roll back into sleep. I, like, wake up, text them, send a text off, and then roll back and go to sleep. I don't, like, I'm so bad. I'm such a horrible employee. But,
But hey, you still get your job done.
Exactly. I was like, we got sent home for 2 years during the pandemic and nothing changed. And then they want to send us back. I'm like, hard pressed.
Yeah. What the heck is that about?
I don't know. It's hard because like also you don't want to wait. You don't want to feel like you're waiting until the last minute to call off. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And like waking up from one notification, like this writer was like, I don't know why they did that. I was like, some people are light sleepers and or if like they have kids, like I know people who sleep with their ringer on all the time. So like if they have an emergency, they're not like having to be called a bunch of times or missing calls.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my mom sleeps with her ringer on because I called her. Well, when I fell in Chicago, remember I called her at 1 a.m. and she picked up, so.
Yeah, and that was 1 a.m. an hour behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, one time my phone was just possessed.
Oh.
Genuinely, we still don't know what happened. One time I woke up and it was, I had like 200 new pictures on my phone.
Mm-mm.
And it was all from like, my phone was like screen up.
Mm-mm.
And it was all just like the ceiling.
Nope.
Like, it was the front-facing camera that had just, it was on my nightstand, and it had just taken a bunch of pictures overnight.
I despise that.
I don't know. I thought it was weird, but, like, really didn't think anything of it. I was like, okay, cool. It was a lot of, like, black squares because it was dark in my room, and at first I thought my whole camera roll just disappeared. And I was like, oh my god, it's all been wiped. It wasn't. It was just a lot of black squares. And then, like, I don't even know how many days later, I get home from a concert with my sister. All's well. I am asleep. It's like 3 a.m. and I get a call from one of my parents. And I'm like, what is going on? Because it's like the middle of the night. If they're calling me, something is wrong.
Right.
And they're like, what do you mean what's wrong? We're calling you back. You've been calling me. So it was one of my parents, the other parent, and my sister. I had kept calling them. My phone was calling them.
What the heck?
And then no one was responding on my end because I was asleep and my phone was just ghost dialing people.
Oh my gosh, I bet your parents were freaking out.
They were freaked out. They were like, because then they realized, oh, I don't have your roommate's phone number. We almost either A, drove up to your place or called the police.
Oh my gosh.
Because they knew that I was out at the, like, just like a wellness check sort of
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I knew I was out at a concert. And, like, I dropped my sister off, and then I was, like, off on my own.
Right.
They knew I was out, and they were, like, we didn't know if you were, like, in trouble, and you were, like, calling, but not, you couldn't say anything. And I was, like, what? And then I hang up. I was, like, it's fine. All's fine. I hang up, and my phone had been, like, locked for X amount of time because the passcode had been put in too many wrong times.
Okay.
Again, it was just sitting on my nightstand the whole time. So I took it to the Apple store, and I know I sounded like a crazy person, but I was like, someone help me. I was like, I need a priest. They were like, have you tried turning it or off and back on again?
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, the possessed phone was like really freaking out. Because then I was like, if it's just going through my because those are my emergency contacts that are set in my phone. I was like, right next to it is 911 and then reset phone. And it could have just totally, in my sleep, factory reset my phone.
Could you imagine waking up to a factory reset phone?
Well, I kind of thought that's what happened when I saw all my pictures were black.
That's true, yeah.
I thought all my pictures had gone. I was like, that's such a bummer. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, I think, but I would have like a high-key meltdown if all my pictures got erased.
Yeah, but it's fine. It worked. It has not been possessed since, but it was a crazy thing. Because I was panicked when I got a call. I was like, why are you calling me? What's wrong? And they're like, what do you mean? Why are we calling you? I was like, oh, sorry.
My bad.
Like, they were totally, like, they were pissed at first. And then they realized and they're like, oh, that's not your fault. Freaky, but not your fault.
Right. Something you mentioned briefly, but I'd like to go back to, is the fact that the husband was like, my female coworker.
No, what is that? That's crazy.
Like, just say it's Jess from HR. Like, name drop, put the mind at ease. Because, you know, like, people in the comments were all like, oh, he's just trying to get a reaction out of his wife. Like, there's no human reason to answer that way.
And even if you don't want to say names, just say, it's someone from work calling off. Sorry, like, it woke. I'll talk to them and make sure they don't text this early again. Like,
right. Not my female acquaintance, my female coworker. That's such a weird way to say that.
Sending secretive texts under the cover of night. Like,
at 3:56 a.m.
Was that actually the time?
It was 3:54, actually.
That's crazy. Yeah. That is very early. I'm not doing that. I'm like waiting till 6, 7.
She said he wakes up at 4, which is bonkers.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, if it's like a shift, like a genuine, like, you need X number of people to be covered, we open at whatever.
Yeah, they said 6:30 is open, so that is a really early open time. I could never. Getting to school at 7 a.m. is hard enough for me.
Yeah, that's fair. I've had to start a 7 a.m. work, and it's
brutal.
I don't like it.
Yeah, and then sometimes, like, my friends will just be like, yeah, today I decided to go in at, like, 9. I'm like, what do you mean you decided? That's just something you get to pick?
God, I wish.
Yeah. I can dream.
One day.
One day. Not as long as I'm a teacher, but who's to say?
One day when we're 65 or whatever, we can get up whenever we want.
One day when this podcast takes off and we're thousandaires. We're not dreaming too big here.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah. Our 5 listeners will go up to like 20 sometime and then we'll know we've made it.
They're loyal and we appreciate it.
Yes, so true. But that is my Am I the Asshole? What do you have for me today?
Mine is called, it's a long title, but it's, I just got an email on my husband's iPad that the hot water in his apartment building was going to be shut down temporarily for repairs. We own our house and have not rented in over a decade.
Okay, cannot wait.
Okay, so my husband is on a trip with one of our sons and his brother to go visit their mother, my son's grandmother. I was cleaning up the den when an email notification popped up on his iPad. It was an email from an apartment complex that they were going to be temporarily shutting off the water for repairs, sent from one of those automatic senders that you can't reply to. It was addressed to my husband with his first and last name. The thing is, we own our house. We haven't rented in over 10 years, and even then, it wasn't this place. Where my husband is, upstate New York, there isn't any cell service. I tried to send him a picture of the email, but it won't go through. I called him and spoke to him for a bit. Service was choppy, but I managed to explain to him about the email, and basically all he said is that it must be a mistake and they had the wrong email address. We weren't able to say much before the call just dropped, but if it was a wrong email, how would they have his first and last name all spelled correctly? For context, his first name is somewhat common, but our last name is not, especially in this area. There weren't any other emails from this sender or about this apartment complex in my husband's emails, but he is also the kind who clears out his inbox as soon as he gets messages. I sent a message to the apartment complex telling them that I think my husband was on their email list by mistake, but I just got an automatic email sent back that they were out of the office and the general rent information. Hold on. She just starts talking about rent prices. Oh, it just was a general, like, this is what we have available. This is how much we ask for rent. There was no unit number on the email, but the complex is about 15 minutes away from our house. So I went and I drove by, which I guess might be a little crazy. I know. I didn't see anything. Not like I knew what to expect. It's a group of buildings, less than 100 apartments in all. I don't have any reason to mistrust my husband other than this weird email that gives me a strange feeling in the pit of my stomach, as well as a general feeling of paranoia that he's just been bored with me. I've been feeling this way for a little while, but he insists I'm imagining it and that he's happy. I only brought it up to him once when I was feeling particularly insecure last year. We still do things together and he tells me he loves me, etc. I just feel like he doesn't have as much fun with me as he used to, and he looks for reasons to be out of the house or doing things specifically with the boys instead of doing things with the whole family. It's not like it's something that bothers me every day, just something that I think about when I'm feeling insecure or paranoid. Like in a situation like this where he gets an email from a random apartment complex. Anyway, I don't know exactly what advice I'm looking for. I know the advice that I would have for one of my friends would be just talk to him, but I really can't do that until he comes home on Saturday, which is a really long time for me to sit with my intrusive thoughts.
Okay. I mean, I don't personally think she's crazy for, like, driving past it. I don't know. Like she said, she can't really discuss things until Saturday. So just doing something to alleviate the pressure in your mind, I think that's fine.
Yes, I agree. I'm looking to see if there's an update. I don't want to read a ton because it's, like, relevant comments. I don't care about that. I care about... Basically said that, like, she tried to call... she just got an answering service, and everything is legitimate between, like, the email and the apartment complex. Like, it all matches up, so it's not, like, some weird scammy thing.
Interesting.
He's never lived at that complex before. He has his own company finances because he owns his own company that she does not have access to. And there is an update if you would like it.
Okay. Before that, my head originally just, like, automatically went to mistress.
I think so, too. I mean, like, what else would you keep a whole apartment for?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless, like, he has a sibling or a friend that is just, like, in a hard place. You know what I mean? Where he's, like, maybe helping out with something.
Right.
But I feel like if that were the case, she would know about it.
Yeah, like communication for something like that, I feel like would be really important.
Yeah, I think he'd be more open if it was like a sibling or someone that she knew that they were like helping out. I think secret finances, secret everything is a little, it's what's making it shady.
Right. Okay, so. But hit me with that good update.
Okay. Sorry about the late update. My post was locked by the time I got to it. I'm currently writing this on the ride upstate. Yesterday, I posted about an email I had gotten on my husband's email from an apartment complex talking about fixing the water. My husband, who is upstate visiting his mother until the weekend, has no cell service, so I haven't been able to talk to him about any of this other than saying the email must have been a mix-up. My friend called and got his apartment number from the maintenance man. Both of us went over to the apartment and my friend knocked. A girl answered, but not at the door, just at the Ring camera. My friend said she was there looking for Adam, and the girl said that he wasn't there, but wouldn't give any more information than that, which I get. My friend was just a total stranger at her door. When we left, I could see her looking out the apartment window at us. I tried to call my husband 1,000 times yesterday, and nothing went through. The few times the call did pick up, the service was so bad you could barely hear anything, so I'm headed upstate to confront him in person. I have a copy of the email as well as a photo of the apartment, as well as a recording of the girl saying that Adam wasn't there. which is a confirmation to me that she at least knows him. If this is somehow all a big misunderstanding, I'm going to have my husband explain it to me in person instead of waiting for him to come home. I haven't gotten a chance to read all the comments, but I will go through them now and try to respond to what I can. I haven't slept, so I hope this makes sense. To everyone telling me that I should just wait to not confront him, he's my husband, he's the father of my children. If I'm going to find out that he's cheating on me, it's going to be from him and not the girl in his apartment. So.
Yeah. Homie's definitely cheating on her.
Yeah. Final update.
Ooh.
I'm writing this from a hotel room. I went to confront my husband. He knew the minute my car pulled up what was going on. He came outside to meet me, and the first thing he said was, "Did you go to the apartment?" And I told him, "Yeah." So then he said, "So I guess we have to have a talk." And again, I said, "Yep." I'm not going to get into the exact details of it. It was a long talk and it involved a lot of emotions. She is his girlfriend. They've been together for 4 months. She is under the impression that we are separated and going through the divorce process. His family was not aware of this. His brother and mother who were there were horrified. I'm sorry I don't have more to say. I've already contacted a divorce lawyer, a therapist, and a financial advisor. Thanks to everyone for your support.
This poor woman.
I know.
What a way also, to find out.
He's so stupid for, like, putting his girlfriend up in an apartment, like, 10, 15 minutes away from the home life he shares with the wife.
Yeah, literally, like, put her in upstate wherever you are.
Like, you could run into, I mean, that's like you go in the grocery store or, like, you run into someone at a gas station at that point. You're so close.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being out with your family, like, your wife and your children, and your mistress walks in to wherever, like, you're out to eat, and you just have to, like, completely play it cool.
Yeah. Pretend like you don't see her at all or know her.
Well, and then you have to say, oh yeah, we're going through the divorce process, but we're all out to eat like a happy family.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
For the sake of the kids. I did too when I posed the hypothetical and then I remembered it. That's crazy.
And he almost got away with it. If they had not sent that email.
And if he just had his iPad with him or like not where she was trying to do something.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they caught him because there's lots of things I don't like in this life, but one of them is cheaters.
Yeah, like, just, also 4 months and just, I mean, is she, like, fully living in that apartment? Like, are you fully housing her after 4 months?
I mean, it sounds like it.
Ugh, ick.
It might be, like, a sugar daddy situation that turned Maybe. Into, like, a relationship.
God, I love when they're like, yeah, his siblings and his mom was there, and they were on my side, and I'm like, yeah, good for them.
As they should be.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh my
I'm like, God. Yeah, family first, whatever, unless your family's stupid. Unless your family made bad choices.
That's amazing. I'm going to start telling my kids that.
Family first, unless your family are bad people.
Oh, amazing. Well, I think we should leave our audience with that solid bit of information.
Yeah, that's life advice right there. That's like trademark worthy. Put it on a t-shirt.
Yes, Emma Davis.
Oh,
2024. All right, but thank you so much, listeners, for listening to our brief little podcast today. We appreciate each and every one of you and would love to watch Legend of Korra with you.
Yes, if you have any drama of your own or if you just want to spill on behalf of someone else, let us know the story by emailing us at mfdlpod@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at MFDLPod and on Facebook at My Family's Dirty Laundry. Until next week, I'll see you later.
See ya.